Dear listener, so Drifting Off is on hiatus, but I still have all these toys. And since I have all this extra free time, I'd like to keep making things. So, I'm going to start writing letters. Just before the pandemic, my sister had a kid, and when everyone went into lockdown, my nephew was only two. Now, this is a very crucial age to solidify your role as the favorite uncle, and I was losing valuable face-to-face time. So I figured I would write him a letter. With my voice, so that he knew it was me. Something special from me to him to put me in first place. He had just discovered the drum set in my parents' basement, and naturally, his toddler mind was completely steamrolled by how cool it was to hit a drum as hard as you can. So I included in the letter a bunch of fun drum sounds. And I also explained what a letter was. And then I sent it. My sister sent me a video of the first time that they played the letter for my nephew. And he looked completely confused.
Grab your drumsticks, he said.
I knew he had heard children's songs before.
Sticks up.
And I really thought he'd be able to figure this out. But I don't have kids, and I guess I don't understand two-year-olds. But I had fun, and I wanted to write more, because I figured he would catch up eventually. But then the lockdown ended, and I got to go visit him, and I had never got around to it. And I sort of shelved the letter-writing idea. For what it's worth, I do think I'm the favorite uncle now. And even if he didn't understand it, maybe the letter did its job. All that to say, I like letters. When you write, when you're a writer, it seems like you're supposed to write to a lot of people all at once. You're supposed to envision a large crowd of people and then listen very closely until you can hear something.
Sure is.
successful writer is sort of like an 18th century surgeon giving a lecture on a new organ. It was there the whole time. But now, we know about it. And that is a kind of magic. Personally, I struggle with a crowd. It doesn't really make sense to me. When I was 12, I joined an after-school comedy theater program thing. And the teacher would always say, when you're on stage, you should be performing for the last person in the last row. And what she meant was that you should speak loudly. But I interpreted this to mean that a crowd is just too hard to conceptualize. A crowd is a lot of cars trying to fit in the same parking spot in your mind. And it's best to just pick one. And if you have to pick one, pick the one who would appreciate it the most. The worst seat in the house. This is why I like letters. A letter is an audience of one. One person. One single person. And one person can still be a massive universe. It's a manageable universe. When you write someone a letter, you don't have to guess how many beans are in a jar, or learn to shoot through a forest without hitting any trees. You don't have to wrestle with the big wheel, or compete for immortality. You can take your time to think about what you want to say to just one person. And then you can drop it straight into the air shaft of their Death Star. What good is art if not for that? So, I'm going to write letters because I need an excuse to mess around. And with a letter, I know at least one person will probably be entertained. And hopefully some of these people will write back. That's sort of the fun of letters. If you've enjoyed this and you'd like to hear more, consider signing up to the Patreon because that will help me afford to keep doing this. Blah, blah, blah. You know how it works. And maybe, if the show does really well, I might be able to afford to pay some other writers and musicians to exchange their own letters with people they want to write to. And I think that would be pretty cool. So thanks for listening, and if I've convinced you to join, consider this your official welcome to the Holland Patent Postal Union. Sincerely, Ryan. P.S. If you want to hear the letter I wrote to my nephew, that'll also be up on the Patreon. And keep in mind, it's written for a child. So, yeah, just keep that in mind.